The union representing city workers filed 7 grievances against the municipality during the fourth quarter of 2022, while the fire association lodged 1 grievance during the same period, a report shows. Of the grievances that CUP initiated between October and December, it withdrew 1 complaint while 5 went to arbitration, according to a fourth quarter report presented during the recent city council meeting. Meanwhile, the Moose Jaw Firefighters Association withdrew 2 grievances that were already active. As of December 31, 2022, the Firefighters Association had 1 active grievance against the city and CUP had 15 active grievances, which is an increase of 6 from the third quarter, the report continued. 13 grievances relate to discipline that City Hall issued against employees. Discipline is based on thorough investigations of concerns. The fact most grievances relate to discipline is not completely unsurprising, because those issues come in waves, HR Director TJ Carwindy explained in response to a council question. Grievance complaints usually follow when disciplinary sanctions are handed out to staff. Software pilot project. Also during the fourth quarter, City Hall began participating in a diversity software pilot project in partnership with local company Vs Labs, the report showed. A group of city staff is trialing a software program focused on diversity and inclusion in communications. This software is an add-on to Microsoft Teams and is similar to Cultural Spellcheck, where it advises staff if their terminology is not inclusive and suggests alternative wording, Carwindy said in response to another council question. Carwindy thought this pilot project was a win-win for both parties because the city could test it and the company could acquire data from the initiative. Workforce demographics. There were 294 people working for the city of Moose Jaw as of December 31, 2022, which is 2 more people when compared to the same point in 2021, the report said. The top 3 departments with the most staff include Parks and Recreation, 79, the Fire Department, 49, and Water and Wastewater, 30. Meanwhile, demographic numbers show that 41.2% of staff has worked less than 5 years with the city, 20.8% has worked 5 to 10 years, 15% has worked 10 to 15 years, 8.6% has worked 15 to 20 years, 7.7% has worked 20 to 25 years, 6.7% has worked more than 25 years. Also, data for the age of city workers shows 5.1% are under the age of 20, 14.7% are aged 20 to 30, 23.6% are aged 30 to 40, 26.2% are aged 40 to 50, 19.8% are aged 50 to 60, 10.5% are over the age of 60. Also, 60.1% of the workforce is male and 39.9% is female. The next regular council meeting is Monday, March 27.